Absolute motion picture called Old Susanna, which featured Gene Autry and his sidekick from out in Illinois, Smiley Burnett. Gene Autry, as we said, was one of the first to make a fortune at country music. And right now, this portion of the Jamboree, brought to you by C.I. Smith and Company, takes pleasure in presenting America's number one singing cowboy, Gene Autry. Friends, as we move along in our 4th of July country music spectacular, I want to present a gentleman who probably can tell us more about the country music field because he's been in it about longer than anybody who's been successful today. He's been making records since way back in the late 20s. He's been one of the pioneers of country and western music. And in today's music circles, when they talk about a song crossing over from the country to pop field like it's something spectacular, this is a man who did it 15, 20 years ago over and over again. He's not only a great recording artist and one of the first great country stars, one of the greatest record sellers of all times, ranking with Bing Crosby, probably one of the two or three great record sellers of all times. Here he is from Dioga, Texas, Gene Autry.
Well, thank you very much, Don, for that very fine build-up that you gave me, and if I could just live up to all the things that you say about me, I would really be something, but I'm afraid that that would be almost impossible.
Gene, you've been in the business a long time. You started way back around the late 20s. How'd you get into the country music business?
Well, Don, I guess I've been in country music all my life, because I was born and reared down in Oklahoma and Texas, and my mother used to play guitar and sing when I was just a kid, and I took up the guitar about that time. And I also used to sing in church with my grandfather, who happened to be a minister in those days. So I really think that I can say I've been doing country music and country songs ever since that I was a kid. However, professionally, I started making phonograph records back in 1928.
Gene, on the music scene, how did you first get your start? Weren't you connected with one of the railroads?
Yes, that's correct. I worked for the Frisco Railroad down in Oklahoma for about 5 years. And I used to always keep a guitar in the office and practice with it and write songs and do just a little bit of anything I could to keep awake in those days. And one night I met the late Will Rogers. He came in to send a telegram, and he saw the guitar on the table, and he said, "Young fella, do you play that?" I said, "Well, yes, I play it a little bit." He said, "Well, let's hear you knock off a ditty." So I did a couple of songs for him, and he says, "You know, I think that you ought to get yourself a job on the radio." And I didn't pay too much attention to him at that time. In fact, I didn't realize who I was talking to until after I saw the signature on the telegram. And after that, I realized that it was Will Rogers, and later on I got to thinking about it, and I thought, well, if Will Rogers thought I was good enough to get on the radio, maybe I was, so I grabbed the guitar and kind of started out.
You had a mighty good talent, Scott. But Gene, leaving your job as a telegrapher, incidentally, you're still a telegrapher, you're still able at it, or what?
Well, I can still telegraph. I think that I can sit back and read it as fast as I ever could, but when I start to write it down, why, it gets away from me. But every now and then, when I walk into some of these railroad stations where they still have a telegraph key around, why, I fool with it a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Well, leaving your stationary job as a telegrapher for the insecurity of the music field, I think you went to New York and auditioned for RCA, is that right?
Yes, that's correct. I went into New York City, and I did get an audition with the Victor Company, but it was a little tougher in those days to get on records than it is now. And so I was advised that they thought I should have some more experience. So I went back down in Oklahoma and started working on radio station KVOO in Tulsa. And then I worked in several stations down in that southwest part of the country. And later on then, I happened to be lucky enough to have a song called "That Silver-Haired Daddy of Mine." Then I recorded that, and that was the thing that sort of started me off on my way.
And Gene, you went from Oklahoma City to Chicago to WLS to the Barn Dance, and then from there to the movie pictures. Your first movie, I think, was in 1934, and it was a short called The Phantom Empire. Is that right, or what?
Well, that's correct. Of course, in the time I left Oklahoma, why, I had made several records during that time, and I got a job in Chicago on station WLS. It was owned by Sears Roebuck in those days, and they later sold it, but I worked that, and I worked the National Barn Dance, and did about 5 years of personal appearances all over the country in theaters and old fairs and rodeos and such as that. And then then I got a chance to go out to Hollywood, and that was the first thing that I did. It was a 13-chapter serial called The Phantom Empire, that's right.
And it was quite a success, as the serials go, and of course the singing cowboys go. What happened to the motion picture business as far as westerns were concerned when you came along with the guitar?